Who are you? What are you? Two entirely different questions, philosophically and even from a language perspective. But I think they're really important questions, especially for us to ask ourselves as Catholic Christians. We spend a good portion, well, all of our lives, basically trying to accomplish what it is we are meant to accomplish on earth. Some of us do that as doctors, some of us as lawyers, as homemakers, as professionals, as laborers, as craftsmen, as students, and as teachers. Is that who we are, or is that what we do? Sometimes it's a little bit of both. But I think the most important thing for us to recognize in the context of this Advent season, particularly with regard to the context of these readings, it's very important for us to recognize who we are at the very core of our being. Isaiah speaks for each of us when he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me." Paul speaks for us. "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Do not quench the Spirit. Test everything. Retain what is good." John the Baptist speaks for us when he says, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord." How do we manage to accomplish these great and really seemingly unattainable tasks? How do we manage to realize the image and likeness of God in our lives? How do we manage to work towards a world that is not unjust and filled with peace? I think we do it by constantly revisiting our roots. We have to revisit who we are and what we are, not in the context of what we do, but in the context of how we were created and why we were created. If you look in the older versions of the catechism that I grew up with, the Baltimore Catechism, when it asked the question, why did God create us? The answer was, God created us to love, honor, and serve Him in this life, and to be happy with Him in the next. It doesn't really talk about being happy in this life. And I think that doesn't necessarily mean that God does not want us to be happy in this life. What it does mean is God realizes we can't be entirely happy in this life because we live in a sin-filled world. Our role, however, since Jesus came and saved us, our role is to live in that image of Jesus, to do whatever we can to eradicate sin. And we can do that by being teachers and professionals and lawyers and doctors. But we can only do that if we look at it in the context of who we are. We have to peel away all those distractions and look at the fundamental reality that God created us in His image and likeness, and what He created was very good. Sometimes I manage to discourage myself when I think about all of the problems that exist in the world, when I think about the radical injustice of war and of illness and of poverty. And I think what makes it so overwhelming is I sit and I ask myself, what can I do to eradicate justice in the world? That's an impossible accomplishment for me. I can't eradicate justice in the world, and neither can you. But the question that's much easier for us to ask ourselves is, as I go through my day, what am I doing to promote injustice? How can I own my own sinfulness and my own failures? Because if I take ownership of those and I work to avoid committing injustice for myself, the rest of the world will take care of itself. Sometimes I think we get this delusion of grandeur. And that is often what motivates us in our work and in our social lives. We have this desire to be recognized as great. If we look to John the Baptist, his desire was not for greatness. His desire was to do what he was created for. That, in and of itself, is greatness. So our accomplishments are not so much a measure of how much money we earn, or what kind of car we drive, or how big a house we own. Our accomplishments have to be measured by our own conscience when we lay our heads down at night and we ask ourselves, what did I do to commit injustice throughout my day? How did I portray myself not in the image and likeness of God? That's a challenge I'd like to pose to each and every one of you. An examination of conscience at the end of the day, when we spend some time revisiting how we went through our day. The more often we can do that, I believe, the more often we will accomplish great things. One of the most outrageous realities that I really struggle with prayerfully is the idea that Mother Teresa of Calcutta went to the Sacrament of Reconciliation every day. Every day. And I can't get my hand around that, because I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, the great things that she did, all that she accomplished, I can't even imagine her having time to sin. But the reality is, the more Mother Teresa did to provide for the poor, the more that she did to work for social justice, the more she realized how much she plays a part in that. She did not become overwhelmed with the idea of her own grandiosity. She knew that despite the fact that she was doing good and wonderful work, she was doing it as a sinner. Each and every one of us is a sinner. But that does not prevent us from making the right choices to live in the image and likeness of God. And by making those choices and paying attention to our own conscience, then we will achieve greatness.